inyathelo leSouth Africa lokuvula umngcele weMessina Bay Bridge izolo lilethe injabulo enkulu kuningi labeZimbabwe. Abanye amapasipoti asephelelwe isikhathi, kanti abanye bafisa ukuyabona izihlobo ekhaya ngemva kokwehluleka ukwenza lokhu ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Kodwa-ke le ntokozo isiphenduke intukuthelo kwabaningi njengoba izolo uhulumende weZimbabwe ehlulekile ukuvula imingcele ngesikhathi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethula inkulumo yakhe ngokwengezwa lokuyekethiswa kwemigoqo ye-COVID-19. Isizalwane seZimbabwe unkosazana Prudence Moyo uthi kuyadanisa ukuthi uhulumende bobabili abakubonanga ukuthi ukuvula kucelele South Africa eleZimbabwe lisavalile yikuchitha isikhathi ngento engeke isebenze.
Kugabe kumele kube khona ukukhulumisana ngoba kulobudlelwana obukhulu phakathi kweZimbabwe leSouth Africa, kumele ngani kuyahambisana. Ikuthi nje elizweni leZimbabwe iqiniswa ikuthi inhlelo vele azihlelekanga kuhle ngoba vele le governing yakhona ivele nje ayihambi kahle, izinto ziphuma ukwenziwa. Umuntu nje avuke nje kusena athi khona thinovura na-exec.
Ngeviki ephelileyo inkampani kahulumende wakweleSouth Africa ibona ngezemingcele i-Border Management Agency ithi iqhube inkulumo leziphathamandla zomngcele eZimbabwe kuboniswana ngendaba ezigoqela ukuthi izikhathi zokwenqabela ukuhamba kwabantu zihambelane. Kodwa-ke lokhu akwenzekanga njengoba iSouth Africa isenqabela ukuhamba ngo-11 ntambama kusiya ngo-4 ekuseni, kanti iZimbabwe imemezele ukuthi yenqabela ngo-8 ntambama kusiya ku-5 ekuseni. Olwela amalungelo abesifazane kwele South Africa unkosazana Victress Matutu uthi kwehluleka ukuhlela kwamazwe la omabili yikho okugcina sekubangela ukuminyana okukhulu emngceleni.
Loba nje ukuvula komngcele lowo kuyize nxa iMzantsi Afrika ivulile iZimbabwe yona isayivalileya imngcele, umuntu usengaba lakho ukuthi aphume eSouth Africa ngo-9, eZimbabwe i-curfew ikhona iqala ngo-8. Akakwazi ukuthi angene eZimbabwe. So kuyethi umuntu ahlale phakathi laphakathi kwemngcele weSouth Africa leZimbabwe alinde ukuthi iZimbabwe izivule owaye umngcele ekuseni nxa kugabanxa ihola lesihlanu ekuseni. Vele kusuke sekule mota eziningi ezilinde ukungena eseziphumile eSouth Africa eziphuma izolo eZimbabwe sivalile.
Yasini isalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana uMakhotebe uthi abukho ubuhlakaniphi bokuthi elizweni elinjengeZimbabwe kuthi abantu balale ngo-8 ntambama baze bayevuka ngo-5 ekuseni.
I-transport ziyabe zingekho imali zokugada, begcine besiyafika ezindlini yabo past 8. So kulomonakalo, kumele umuntu ayo-attend umonakalo ayokhulumisa umakhelwane, because kulalokho esikubiza kuthiwa yi-ama-service umthandazo, kuthiwa ngumthandazo emkhulekweni, umthandazo. So nxa uza kuthi wena abantu abastophe i-movement ngo-8, so uyabona ukuthi it's a huge punishment.
Emalangeni asanda kudlula, inhlanganiso yabodokotela abezamalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe, Doctors for Human Rights, bakhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi angavuli imingcele yakhe leSouth Africa ngoba kungavulela uhlobo lwe-coronavirus olubhahe kweleSouth Africa. Kodwa kumphathi intambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kweleSouth Africa umnumzana Aaron Zwaledi uthi kuyadanisa ukuzwa abantu bekhuluma into engalabufakazi.
Well, we have opened the borders in discussion with Zimbabwe and the majority of people.
Labo abatsho njalo abasitshele ukuthi zingaki izizalwane zeSouth Africa ezingena eZimbabwe ngelanga ezingaletha leli gciwane.
We are going to Zimbabwe on a daily basis, who will bring the variant.
Enkulumeni yakhe kusizwe sonke izolo umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthe imigoqo yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwe-coronavirus izaqhubeka kwamaviki amabili ukuze kwehliswe amathuba okukhwela kwenani labahlaselwayo lalabo ababulawa ileli gciwane. Mayesulo 7 Johannesburg kwele South Africa ngimuthuso khumalo.